Hello, welcome to our edit call today on Saturday. Welcome to the second portion of today. And hello, everybody. I see there's a lot of people from this moment, morning here. Hello, hello. So let's just find a moment of stillness again. Just being here present. I looked at the exact time of the spring equinox, or equinox, you know, fall equinox for the southern people, is just about 10 hours away. So the light outside just here started to change completely here where I live. It became more brilliant and spring light. The sun is shining. There is a stillness moving in. The wind and the breeze is shifting and changing. And there are the four power times of the year, which is the two summer and winter solstices and the two equinoxes. So these are the two smaller power times, but this is a moment where we're just sort of, it's almost like it causes a crack in the mind, like a gap of stillness. And if you are sensitive, you can feel that it's gotten stronger in the last few hours. We spoke earlier today about mind, that all there is mind, and that mind in itself is luminous. The recognition that you are that pure intelligence, pure awareness, can be very boring to that shadow, the ego, the identity that we sort of have produced in the mind. Because mind, the momentum, when there's a lot of habit of moving, of movement in the mind, it causes excitement, and that's called rajas. And that's movement. And when we sometimes, all of you have had moments when you're just resting as yourself, but because the senses, mind through senses, cannot track that. So it looks very boring. It looks uninteresting. There's no excitement. There's no raja in it. And if we understand that we shouldn't really listen to that and not cause more excitement or satisfy the need for excitement, for the need to know, the need to understand, the need to do. And if we know that this is just a trick to cause excitement and movement, create waves on the surface of the mind, that then causes a lot of murkiness, unclarity, shadow, that is just distracting and causes confusion, suffering. If we truly understand that, we are willing to rest in what we are without having the mind to understand it, without having to make sense of it, without having to give it excitement, food, like a drug, for what can we do the next moment? What else can I think about? Where's this all going? Or where? What will I become? What is it going to give me? And all these excitements. If you refrain from that and we just rest in what we are, you might notice when we were just silent right now, maybe you felt it, there's a different sense of deepening or fullness, a buoyancy. And there's something actually happening which you're directly perceiving. It's a direct perception. And there is an experience that sort of you can feel in the body and in your being, and that is very satisfying. And it's not always there, but it actually deepens. The more you rest as what you are, it deepens and deepens and deepens and deepens. And then it shows up as abilities to be serene, strong, calm, everything that feels pleasant, and that is actually what you're looking for. But it is just through resting in that and letting it develop by itself. It cannot be done. And so we have to refrain from trying to make it happen. We can just offer ourselves. We spoke earlier about surrender. We can just offer ourselves to that reality, to that which we are, but just being it right now, right here. So there was something else in the module about relationships. We spoke about manifesting this morning more, and essentially, you know, manifesting relationships, relating to others, and all that is all part of it. If there isn't a specific question about that you want to ask, I don't have anything to add to that. And maybe that's all very clear for you at this point. So I'm just going to take some callers now, and we'll see how we go from there. So I haven't talked to Winnie in a long time. Hello, Winnie. How are you?
Hi. Yes, I'm fine. Sorry, I come in a bit late. I have been having I have been having quite a lot of a bumpy road. So I just wondered where you are. And I have quite a lot of challenge with technology. Have credit card issues, and I also in the last few days I feel extremely volatile. And I have, you know, I was online early on, and now my computer doesn't work, and so I, so it happened to me a few times lately. So I just wonder how is, what is my energy at the moment. And so I've been practicing just to observe and chanting.
Okay, so you're speaking about volatility, and thank you for describing that. I was mentioning a few days ago that there's a general astrological weather that always goes on, and sometimes it is like bringing some kind of anger or volatility to people. And so it's been happening to a person that experienced that other people have been flipping out, you know, or whatever, they, you know, feel frustrated or throw things around. So all these things happen within within our being, you know, and that's okay. Sometimes it's more pleasant and sometimes more unpleasant. But if you, Winnie, can just allow it to just be as it is without having to, without the need to change it. What if this is okay? Can you be okay with it?
Yep. I can.
Okay, when you...
That's what I've been... Yeah.
And then how do you feel when you're okay with it? How do you feel when you're okay with it? Is it, what's left?
I'm okay with it from more the mind, knowing that this is a process. I so to sit with it and then just to, and I feel, and I, when I, my emotions are really charged up.
And that's
so
okay.
I feel,
yeah, the emotions and the mind are connected.
Try to just observe.
We're cutting out a little bit, but we'll get it right. The emotions and the mind, it's okay. It's technology, right? So, I mean, it's life, right?
Yeah.
We will cut out completely. That's that's just what happens. We'll just have to be with it. Mind and emotions are connected. So you are also emotionally. Can you be okay with any emotion moving through you? Does it only, do you only have certain comes?
I'm okay with that.
Good. So, okay, if you're okay with any emotion moving through you and any thought wandering by, blah, 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 then how is Winnie with all that? Is she okay?
She's okay, but there's a sense of frustration. I mean,
but where does the but come from? Who's saying but?
The one that impatient.
Who is that one? Where is that one?
Because the one that was, the one just in the back, watching and wanting to push forward.
So there's somebody there, right? It's a somebody, right?
Yeah.
Is that who you really are?
No.
You obviously can't describe it. It's not who you are?
No.
Good. Thank you for looking. Slow down. It's important to go slow because we're so used to going fast, we don't see the insanity that goes on in the mind. This is why we have to slow down. So you, Winnie, are not this somebody that's pushing. What is that? What is that exactly? Who is that that's pushing you?
I don't know.
Okay, so you don't know, you're letting yourself be pushed by something. It's kind of,
I don't know. It's almost like
it,
wave.
It's
pounding
what?
On, almost like wave from the sea pounding on me. So it has its own rhythm.
Okay, so you're noticing something within you, but is that you? Is it really affecting you?
Now I'm a little bit lost now. I know that it's not the real me.
Yeah, you know that. Okay. Yeah. If it's not the real you, then why would you listen to it so strongly?
I know that I need to just observe without react to that. And I just
allow yourself to even when you not even observe. Let's get even away from observing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not even worth your observing because you don't even know what it is. How can you observe it? You just said you don't know what it is, right? So why don't we just forget about it, let it do all these things, and then just be here with me. There's you, right?
Yeah.
Is that one okay the way it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is? Okay.
Yes,
is that one you? Are you bothered now by something?
So when you say that just be here with you, and I'm place my focus connecting with you, I feel more calmer.
Yes. Good. 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 So you're present here, right? Would you say you're connecting with me, or is it rather there's just you and me and it's just one presence? Oh, we're cutting out. Did you hear me?
Now it's back on.
Yeah. So is the you that is here and the me that's here, is that the same or is it two different people?
The same.
The same. Good. So we're not even connecting. We're just here. It is what is, correct?
Yes.
Good. Good. Perfect. Is that enough, or do you now have to go back and work with this thing that you don't know what it is and try to get rid of it? You still have to do that.
No.
Okay. You sure?
The feeling's still bothering me in some way, so I'm not 100% stable in that connection.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but is it not so that you let yourself be bothered because your attention is going away somewhere looking in the mind for the problem, right? You can only be bothered if you climb into the mind and check again what kind of energies are going on. What if you don't do that and you're just here?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
Good. Perfect. So now you have a choice, Winnie. That's all there is to it. You can continue to remain just you, or you can climb back into the mind like a hand into the glove and then find all the things that bother you and all the things you like and you're in attraction aversion. Or you just say, you know what, this is just a cycle that will never end. Why don't I just keep resting as what I am, trusting that as I deepen this presence and just stay here, whatever is bugging me is going to just walk away because I'm not paying attention to it anymore.
Yep.
Yeah?
It just reminds me when I do chanting practice and I will gradually go into that stage.
Mm-hmm. It feels like you're gradually going into that stage but you always are already what you are. What happens is that when you do a practice, you actually begin to make it so loud that the surface bodies are starting to resonate with it more and it feels more pleasant. But the key for freedom is to not get too attached to the pleasantness of the surface bodies because nature will always flip between pain and pleasure. You will never be able to catch up with this. You will never be able to control nature. It's a futile game.
Mm-hmm.
You can still chant, but don't do it in order to feel good. Do it more because it's true for you in this moment. Can you hear what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Is that all right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Good. Okay. Good work. Okay. Good. It's really important to kind of at this point, we're kind of deeply into the core. So we really start rooting out some of these, issues. So this is Katya. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
With you, but I also wanted to mention a couple of things that I've noticed. I know a lot of people notice some changes, and I've recently noticed a lot of activity just maybe above my hairline or just the top of the head. it has been really mm-hmm. active recently. And the other day when I did meditation, usually it's energy rising from the heart and to the top. And the other day was mm-hmm. like a tornado going from the top coming down, which was completely different experience.
Mm-hmm.
So other than that, just wanted to, I guess, connect or stay present or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
To be true.
There's a breathing in and out also energetically. These are dissolution phases and manifesting stages. When the energy moves from the bottom up, usually there is a manifesting stage that happens. Things you mm-hmm. and then when sometimes the energy is coming from above, you know, the spiritual energy just dissolves you. So, and that just happens on its in the way that is meant to unfold for you. So it and sometimes it seems more stable, so that's all good.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. You're feeling more energy in your being, right, Katya?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Yeah, your Kundalini is stronger. There's more power there. You can sense it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. And usually power moves. And if you let it, you know, unfold in whatever way without controlling, then you'll just see what happens in your life with it, right? Yeah, beautiful. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay. Good. The next person is restricted. Somebody that is on the phone. Hello. Or on the web. Hello. Hi.
Me?
Yeah, I think so. Yes. Who's that? Hello.
Hi, it's Kat.
Oh, Kat. Hi there. Okay. All right. Oh, yeah. I haven't talked to you in a while. How are you?
I'm really good.
Good.
I'm playing a lot with relationship, and I understand that being alive is basically in relationship, whether it's with yourself, your mind, your thoughts, others, nature, everything mm. about being alive is mm. in relationship.
Mm.
And it's how we, or where we enter into with recognizing the relationship. So, mm. space of where pretty much everything is okay, no matter what it's like. So when I have friends that get cancer diagnoses and, you know, have mastectomies mm. or, you know, looking at my lemon tree out the window, mm. it's kind mm. of the same.
Yes. That's,
and
I
get a little lost then because I'm not relating the same way most people are with whether they have injured pets or family members. I mean, I'm just not attached to
mm-hmm. You're behaving differently.
Anything.
Yeah, exactly. You're behaving differently, you know, and that's normal because you can see, and for you it's more, you see deeply that everything is the same expression. But where is it where you get lost? Is it because you don't know how to play along sometimes with people, or you don't want to, or where is that?
It's a twofold. First of all, I feel that most people can't really relate because I can't relate to where they're coming from. It's, you know, heart open. You know, I love them, but it has nothing to do with me and. Mm-hmm. And that's fine, except for I feel like I'm on the periphery most of the time, unless I'm just outside. So where my issue is that I'm still here in Australia. I still feel that I'm being led back to the U.S. and I have to make, you know, choices. And if I just bliss or I just breathe my way through the day,
yeah,
you know, nothing really done. Whether it's my website for my business. I mean, I'm helping and dealing with a lot of people, but I'm not working, and I'm not making my frequent flyer tickets back to the States.
That's okay.
I don't.
Let's look at this. What's happening? This is a phase you're experiencing that I remember quite well myself is because you shifted into recognition that everything is the same, but that recognition hasn't grounded yet itself. You haven't become it fully. It hasn't gotten feet to walk. So now that's why you notice that you're not so inactive. It's almost like somebody who is in samadhi and just can't move and it's always like lying around, right? So it's like that. You're just not as deep, but you're at least on a mental plane that is sort of it's a certain kind of samadhi state. And they are temporary. You are in a process. We need to notice that it's okay to leave it like that. And if something really needs to happen, you will be doing it. Like, you know, if your house is on fire, you will leave it. You will leave and you will walk out of it. And so if there's some kind of push or suffering, you pull back. Don't trust that thought, because there's a thought, right, somewhere that gives you pain.
I suppose it's more in the, like, because I have been in my life extremely efficient. I run businesses that deal with lots of money, but I have no direction other than a general feel that I need to be back in the States. Although I love where I'm at, I feel that my work, or I don't know what it is, and that's mostly okay. It's just the, you know, I have to sell my stuff here. I have to get tickets to go to the States, but I just as happy walking on the beach.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. You're caught in the mind between this and that. You need to see that first. You need to see that there's this I like and then there's that I like. And you let go of both. You let go of both. You're still trying to make one or the other, you see, and that's where you're caught in the mind. You let it go all of, and both. You trust that who is going where? There's nobody going anywhere. You are that everywhere at the same time. That's the self, and that's...
Well, I'm just as happy to make my tea and sit and, you know, share and shine my love. Okay.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong?
When you're asking me what I'm doing, I have people in the States going, well, when are you coming back? When are you coming back? And I think I'm going to just drive around the States this summer or even up and visit you for the retreat. I mean, you know, it's like you want to know a head count and you want to know if I'm 15. I'm just like, I don't know.
That's totally fine. It's okay to be okay in the state of I don't know. Be okay with it. And then it's like breathing out. At some point, you'll breathe in again, and it'll just happen naturally. Suddenly, you wake up one morning, and you just do whatever needs to be done. And in terms of the old personality, the old person that was busy and had business and all this, yeah, you will never know. You might be somebody completely different in a little while, you know, and that's okay. You know, some people have to die to become a different person. Other people go through a samadhi state, and then they... months later to come out and they do something totally different. Yeah.
Well, I'm evolving not consciously. I mean, I hear there's this constant quiet noise behind life noise. Mm-hmm. I can hear it even
yes.
though I'm hearing nothing.
That's it.
And
yes.
It's beautiful. It's peaceful. It's, I don't know. I'm really good. Although I want to know where, when to make or how, you know?
Who is that one wanting to know? What, they see there's the stillness, the self that you are, and then there's this person in the mind that comes in the mind and says, but I want to know. You know what I said? It's that excitement, the rajas, the movement. But I want to know, there's time and space. Come on, there's time and space. You're a person. You have to do something. That's the trick. Don't fall for it. Remain in that nice sound that you describe. Go deeper into it. Trust, surrender. This is a moment of blessings and grace where you already know what you are. You just go deeper into it. You have to make a choice, right?
Someone else will make my frequent flyer ticket reservations.
If you really want to make them, you will make them. If you really
yes,
want
ma'am.
To. Yeah, right? You're welcome.
And sometime I need to deal with you on the guru stuff. That's my really sticky stuff where we're all really the same, but I get stuck on where people like worship or idolize or I'll do that one later. I'm still revolving on that one.
You can do it now.
I go right into my chest, and my chest just tightens on this one, where I get stuck on people not, or we'll do it in the positive, people giving away power to others and not recognizing that they are the same. And I don't know, I know it's a process
other people.
That people go through.
Yeah, but that's
yeah.
other people. Where does it bother you? Are you
because
their kindergarten teacher? Are you their teacher? Are you the mother? Why is it bothering you?
Because I also teach. I also work with people that, you know, like to tell me that, oh, I can't do what you do, or I don't know what you do, or whatever, and they can. And I don't know how to shift people out of the recognition that there is no one better or smarter than. We're all different, and we all have our different skill sets. And, you know, it's not a linear procession that we go to, but we're still all equal in where we are.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things here, Kat. One thing is that there's your need. There's an aversion to it. So you're seeing that. So that is your dream that you're experiencing and having this experience. The other thing is also that you're not ready to transmit that. You're not transmitting it. That's why people aren't getting it. And you have to acknowledge where you're at. Because the moment you are radiating that knowledge, then this is not going to be an issue, you know? You know what I'm saying?
It immediately comes down to compensation. I just followed it down is the people then seeing me for what I have. So it comes back to money. Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Is that clear? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Oh, great for sharing. Thanks, Kat. Okay. Okay.
Bye.
Good stuff. Good. This is Bedford 603. Hello.
Hi, Rachna.
Hi, who's that?
Leslie.
Hi there. Okay. Hi.
Hi. I was wondering if I could connect with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good, be even more empty. Don't have anything there at all, just you. That feels better, right? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just completely you. You see? Nothing to add, mm-hmm. nothing to take away, right? Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Good, thank you. Okay, bye. Bye-bye. Good. So this next person is Shelly. Hi, Shelly. There you go.
Hi again. I just want to connect again.
Yeah. Okay. You're going to catch up from all these previous months. Okay.
You got it. You got it.
Okay. We're hearing these beautiful birds. And can you hear how they're just being themselves? There's nothing pretentious. You sense the purity.
Just like that.
Just be like that. Just like that. Just being yourself. You're not a bird, but you're you. Yeah, you have finding more stillness. I can sense it. You got that spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yep.
Stay in it. Good. Awesome. Thank you, Shelly.
Thank you.
Okay. Good. You guys are all doing so good. I'm so excited. Okay, B, hi. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're finding more peace?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. That's good, yeah. Your meditations are still? Not your thoughts, maybe, but you are, you're more still in the meditation, right?
Yes.
Yeah, not touching anything, right? Good, yeah. That's good.
It's a lot better than last time.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, just keep resting deeper into that. You don't have to be anywhere, nothing to achieve, nowhere to go. Yeah, just allowing yourself to be just as is. That's good. Wonderful. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. Good. And this is 0421. Hello.
Hey, Ratima. How are you?
Hi, Ray. Hello. I'm good. Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks for your written answers and stuff. And yeah, that's what I was going to talk about with you today.
Okay.
A bit of a lag I can hear on the phone.
Oh, that's too bad. Sometimes, yeah, it happens. It might go away.
But yeah, so I was saying with my meditation, I can get to that expanded feeling. And then there's another type of meditation I get where it feels like this energetic rush or something. So they're the two kinds that I get. And then we were talking about letting that go and moving on from that to collapse back into who you are. And that's where I don't know how to do that bit.
Mm-hmm. And that was probably in the response of that expanded state, and then you couldn't get out of it. That's what I remember, right? That was kind of bothering you. Is that correct?
That's right. Because yeah, I can hold that, and let it go, as has been written about or said about, like in that Shankara book and stuff. Like, I just don't know how to do that.
When you say you're holding this expanded state, there's somebody holding it. There's something you're doing energetically. Can you feel that? Is that correct?
I can feel it. It doesn't even feel like you need to do much to it. It's like you tap into it and then you're just there.
It's just there. Okay, good. So now when you sit there in this expanded state, you're just there, then there's a moment when you know, okay, the meditation is almost over, and then you wait. You can't get up right away. If you're in such an expanded state, and it is good to have your feet on the floor then, so that it's sort of, it's the best way to put it, it's like almost it grounds and everything shuffles sort of into the right place so that you can function as a body and then move this body with this, because you keep expanding, becoming larger and larger, your aura becomes larger and larger. You have to be able to move that around in life and to function in that. So you want to kind of not get up right away, but slowly kind of find that right moment when the eyes open naturally. Don't force them open. You just let them open by themselves, and you check, is your body ready to get up? You really switch. We really flip from being in such control to actually allowing ourselves to be moved in life. So life begins to move the body and your mind and everything. So we surrender. And did you get up too fast, or is there sort of a choppy, transition between meditation and the rest of the day?
No, there's that I've become good at. But
good. Okay.
During like say half an hour of that expanded state, is that, or you're just meant to hold that expanded feeling that whole time? That's like how it's meant to be. You're not meant to move further from that to something else during the half an hour?
No. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about that. When you're in an expanded state, you are sensing it. Your mind is needed in order to even track that. Anything you measure is your mind. So when you're sensing something, your job is to, when I say collapse back into yourself, another way to put is that you let that go. You don't measure. You are disinterested in sensing, thinking and thoughts or feelings. You remove yourself and you just be totally still. There's this point of stillness and you just stay there. You don't care how expanded you are. All that is achievement and it's all happening. These are spiritual experiences. And I know you have a little bit of an interest in that, and that is going to be your challenge, Ray. And my job is to right away say, no, do not get interested in that, because it will be the more you spiritually evolve and the more fascinated we get there, the more suffering will be ahead of you. You must not engage in spiritual pleasuring, I would say, because you will develop powers, abilities, and then arrogance comes in, and then the ego just takes over because the ego gets blown up, and suddenly you're not in control because you're dealing with forces that you have no clue of. So this is why I say, come back to yourself, be simple, be you. The you can never be expanded. The you is all there is, right? You right now, who you are, cannot be expanded.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, look. No, check. You, Ray, the you that you are, check. Is that anything? Can you describe it?
That's another bizarre thing, too. I just keep remembering Shankara's book, how it goes, whenever it comes to think about yourself, you just meant to tell yourself, I am Brahman.
Okay.
That comes into my head now. Just
okay. Well, but these are words. You don't know what Brahman is, right?
Isn't it the absolute?
But what is that? It's a concept for you, right? It's not real. It's not like strawberries. You know strawberries, but you know absolute. You know what that is.
Somehow I feel like I just do.
Okay. If you know what it is, then be that all the time. And then no question will ever arise. Because the absolute contains all answers and all questions simultaneously. And then we're finished.
It's weird, but I do kind of, I don't know how, I kind of do understand that.
Say again?
It's weird. I can't say how, but I do somehow get, like, just know that.
Yes, and you are resonating with a past life knowledge of what absolute is, because you are that. And so you can use that as in advanced meditation, we use certain triggers in order to climb into higher frequencies, or higher states of mind. So if
when
you
do we
are,
get to that?
I think it's in the eighth or module, or maybe next one. I have to check. Is that when you there are certain things that give us a sense of sacredness or that trigger us, that they trigger us to be more real. And if that word, the absolute or Brahman, does that for you, which for me is the same. When I hear the absolute, there's something that gets triggered. It's just like I can go into a spontaneous deep place, right? So you use that and you can use it and you become more of it. And then everything else is fine. If you are not like a half an hour meditation and then you're for the rest of the day, you're kind of a little bit dysfunctional in that kind of sense. I mean, it can happen that sometimes we are in deeper states and then the rest of the day is a little bit more tricky, but that's all temporary. So is that right now a bigger problem for you?
No, that's just that way of when you're expanded to ignore that and just move on into who you are. I try to let go, but I don't know if it's just concentrating more, if you have any other way you can explain that on how to go from just, you know, becoming aware and feeling and sensing that expandedness, but then moving on from that because you want to get rid of the mind or that sensation bit.
I see what you're saying. It's not about really getting rid of the sensation because that's an aversion, right? It's more about being neither attracted nor repulsed. So you're remaining neutral. It's really like you're balancing sort of in the middle and you're just not touching anything. Although the mind will always pull you into touching and the attraction is there, but you just refrain. You refrain. And you just remain still and you refrain. You don't move as consciousness, you remain still. It's like somebody talking to you. You're just not going to talk back. You just remain centered within yourself. And that's the best way I can describe it right now. Is that helping?
Yep. So then it would be sitting, like you'd be aware of that expanded feeling, but you're not going to think I'm bored of this or that feels nice. You just
yes.
be there with it and just leave it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
just,
I can totally
just
do
leave
it. There
it.
You go. Do that.
Awesome. Good. Okay. Perfect. Thanks,
cool.
Ray. Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, bye. Okay. Ruth Jean, hello there. Hi.
Hi, good afternoon again, Aratima. I just want to connect with you.
Okay.
And I want to know if I'm improving.
Where are we going to end up, eh? Where are we going to end up? What's your goal? What's your goal? What's your goal?
I am so peaceful, but unmotivated and action. You know, I'm happy, but I don't have money.
You don't have money.
But I'm happy.
Okay.
You know, but I'm not earning the way I earned before.
Okay.
But I'm very happy. I'm very peaceful. I don't know where I am.
Okay.
I don't know.
Do you have to know? Who do you, is it important to know? If you're peaceful, why do we have to mess with that?
Yeah, that's true. I just want to know if I'm really in the right frame of mind or feeling, but
if you're asking, then there's a doubt, right? And because we are tuned into honesty and truth. So if there's a question there and you're doubt, then it tells you that you're not completely, that you're experiencing peace and joy. Sometimes really real, but it's very marbled for you, right? There are parts where you experience it in the mind, and then some, and there's also parts of it that's very real for you. And so for you, it's really to sort that out and to be a bit more discerning where you are, I want to use the word BSing, bullshitting yourself, and where you're really real. And that's important for you to do. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. The thing is, it's only me and my daughter and you and a couple of people as the light worker that I consult. Otherwise, I don't have much contact outside. And I got a call from one of my mentor, and she mentioned to me that she asked me, why am I hiding? I said, I'm not hiding. I'm just happy where I am, you know. Mm-hmm. But I don't have much contact in the world of people. And so
that's
I said,
okay.
Am I hiding here?
that's a description and of somebody that labels your behavior hiding. But you can take that description or you can just reject it. If you have to decide for yourself what you have to do and want to do. You don't have to please anybody.
That's very true.
Yeah. If you're happy, it's okay. And a lot of people will not understand that, and they won't, because we're all different. And it's our job to be... Your friend is also a thought. It's a manifested thought that is showing up where you are testing yourself, your strength to remain yourself or to get distracted and try to please somebody. So we either have them in our mind on the internal landscape or they appear on the outside in a more manifested form. But you always have to be vigilant and never get distracted. Be in yourself. And if somebody else not happy.
I appreciate them checking on me. I respected their time that they dial and, you know, trying to reach me out. And I bless them.
Yeah.
I truly bless them.
Yeah, and you can
I
say that to them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can also say, I really appreciate that. But I'm happy, you know. Yeah, so.
I'm happy. I'm really very peaceful. Thank you.
Good.
Like the lady this morning, she said, without this course, she doesn't know where she's going to be. Me too. I said, I'm into that because, I'm very stable. I can feel my Mother Earth. I am stable. When you said that the trees are forever in meditation, I said, oh, thanks God. I am a tree now because I'm like forever in meditation. And I love it. I just love it. first time I love myself.
And let if you need money, you know, then allow that joy, that wanting or something to move out and make more money, you know, take care of it and let yourself be carried in a joyful way, because it's a form of creating things. The old way of saying that there's lack and I need money, it's a way of looking at things which isn't really correct. The truth is,
yeah, I've been there before, and I don't like the feeling. I don't like that kind of money anyway, you know. And during my meditation, my daughter interrupted me, and she said to me, "Mommy, why are you smiling a lot? I didn't even know I was smiling."
Yeah, that's what the soul does. The soul is always happy, eh?
And my daughter said, "Okay. Mommy, I'm going to take a picture of you. You're smiling while you're meditating." I was like, "I don't know. I was smiling, am I?" But it's so beautiful to connect with you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Ruth Jean. Okay. Thanks for sharing.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There's a call at 1-442. Hello? 1-442. Yeah, hello. That's you. Is that Ursula again? No?
No. Hi, this is Anya.
Anya, hi there. Okay. Hi there.
Yes, hi. I would like to connect, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Take a deep breath. And just for a moment, allow everything that's there in your mind to just leave it. It's nothing to do with you. All sensation. Is this better?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, this is Wilma in Florida. Hello, Wilma.
Hello. Wonderful speaking to you. This has been an amazing week for me.
Yes, okay, yeah. Yes, yes.
We've got, with living in bliss and then actually feeling you in my room all night long.
Oh, okay.
Working on me, which was an amazing experience. Listening to the call, I'm realizing I guess I'm living in stillness, not realizing because it's bliss. And you were talking about up and down. And I feel going through my heart, it's all space.
Yeah, that's different. We have different movement of energy. There's the movement of on the mental plane that has sort of the up and down. But then at the center of the mind, which is the heart, then it's, I call it the horizontal plane, and that feels different. It feels more like a space that has that opens in all directions into, you know, just different. Yeah, there's no movement anymore. There's no flow from up and down. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It feels all space, and when I feel the organs, it feels like it's in my way.
Oh, those poor organs, you don't like them. We need them.
It's interfering with the space.
How can that be? They are space too. Yeah, they're space too, you know. They're just that's space too.
That's phase two. Okay. So I'm. It's like things are showing up that haven't been cleared with people in my community, and they're just coming there, and it's like it's all okay. Everything's okay.
Okay.
and that's where I am at this present moment. And it feels wonderful, but I, you know, like I said, I'm listening. Your calls are wonderful because it makes sense to the mind. And I was talking to the mind, and I told it that it will. I'm not getting rid of it. It is to. We are working together on a whole different level.
Yeah. We need the mind, right? Yeah, as long as there is body, the mind is needed, and that's good. And the mind is becomes a friend and partner in living and evolving, right? So that's good. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I did, because I recognized from when being in bliss and when you were working on me that I had another level of surrender to deal with that never entered my mind. It sounds funny. I never recognized that there would be another level.
The level of the heart is about sacrifice. So if you want to go deeper on the heart level, level is always, you know, tricky word to use, but we have to have a language, is that, let's say you are experiencing a space. Now you can identify space which you are, but that can be a trap, because as you spoke that you are, the organs are in the way. So now there is you as space. And then that's fifth dimensional consciousness, right? And then there's the organs. Now, if you want to go further, you have to sacrifice your identification as space. So what I said to Ray about collapsing back into yourself, you let go of that identification. You let go and you let go and you die and you die and you die and you die and you disappear. You disappear and you renounce. That is the path of the heart. And that's when the heart really begins to open. And that is, if you want to go deeper, Wilma, that is my invitation for you.
So I keep saying, can you repeat that? Because I got that I was supposed to be doing that from inner, but can you say that again?
It's about not being interested in any evolution at all, but your foremost interest is to serve that which you are, which is... let me see what it is for you, the right word here. It's for you, it is a sense of stillness and truth and love. It's like all those three. But it's not a word, you know what I'm saying? It is what you are. You go nearer and nearer. Anything you can perceive, anything that arises, the most subtlest perception, you do not touch. And you are, it's almost like you bow your head down. You might even right now, you know, you put your hand in your heart. At least it's namaste. It's this complete bowing and renouncing anything. And you just, you head over heel, fall in love with existence. And there's nothing to be investigated anymore. There's nothing to be sorted, expanded into, understood, or accomplished. All you know is you surrender yourself and offer yourself to life. You are the breath that comes and goes. You might want to read Rumi, you know, the poet.
Have Rumi. I love Rumi.
Yeah, so you might want to just contemplate a little bit how he writes things and just kind of you read something and just close your eyes and be with that frequency. That might help you. It's just to go a little, it's just, you know, just kind of opening up, for you a space. It's not like that there's anything wrong with you right now, but this is just sort of what is unfolding for you. Yeah?
Yeah, I was getting that on the inner, but I didn't understand what it meant. Because I would have to think and I wasn't going into thought.
Yes. Okay.
So
thank
you. Just think. And can I ask you something else about the retreat?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. You know I am challenged with computers. Okay, and people have reached out about traveling together.
Yeah.
And I can't reply because it's just not happening. And they sent to me that they left me a message, and I can't find the message. Is there any way... can contact with your office and they let them know that and get their email through that manner?
Yeah, I think Kim is even on the call. Let me check here. I think I saw her. Yeah, she's on the call and she just heard you right now and we'll make sure we constantly double check with you. You get all the information. So we're aware And so, I mean, still time until then, so we'll make sure that we don't lose out on what you have to say, okay?
Yeah, I know, because I have gotten that about traveling, and then they sent me the email, and I can't reach, there's no way, and then even about the rooms, there's no way I can reach them on reply, but I'm not getting the messages.
Okay. We'll have to figure that out, okay?
I would appreciate that.
At least we know. At least we know. Thanks, Wilma. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Bye. Okay, I think, B, did you raise your hand one more time, or did I forgot to put it down? Do you have another question, B? Obviously not. Okay, I'll just take your hand down. Maybe it was just my mistake here. If you have a question, just raise your hand again. Okay, so we're here. Oh, yes, there is somebody in Seattle. This is probably Joanne, right? Yes?
It is Joanne, but Joanne's in Maui right now.
Yeah, exactly. How did you do that? You show me Seattle. It's your cell phone, right? Yeah, yeah.
Cell phone. That cell phone's from Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, I just wanted to connect, please.
Okay. How is that? Good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks, Joanne. Okay, and this is Kim. Hi, Kim. Hi.
Hi, Retma. Thank you for taking my call again.
Yeah.
I just have a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that when I'm wanting to share about something that I'm doing, like an idea that I have for a business or there's this part of me that gets very almost shy, and I know it's a story, but I don't know how to kind of move past it. And I'm feeling, because I'm looking at something's unfolding in me, but I'm finding myself not wanting to talk about it because it's almost like I lose power.
Yeah, because you're trying to get past it.
Oh, okay.
As long as you're trying to, if there's always an aversion or an attraction, you're losing power because you're engaging with it. In that moment, you lose power. So my suggestion is don't get past it. It doesn't matter if that part, which like Winnie and I, we were looking and she said, well, I don't even know what that is. So that part that is gets shy about when you, who you are, saying this is what I'm interested in, this is what I want to do, and there's this thing, yeah, this person, then it's that person is not worth talking to, because the person is really a shadow. It's an imprint that is a thought form, that it's a judgment that says you're not worthy. Who the hell are you? Why are you talking about it? Or whatever. You know, whatever the imprint is. So, of course, if you're trying to get rid of it, you blow more air into it. You blow more energy into it. Then you lose power. You lose actually what you really want to do. And you're busy fighting a shadow, you know?
Yeah, because I feel when it comes up and then it stops me, or I let it stop me. I go, oh, maybe this isn't really what I want to do.
Yeah, and then you even doubt it. That's yeah, and then yeah. So because if the more energy you lose, other parts of you that aren't totally certain will also come up, and then become suddenly you have several patterns to deal with, and then this is what most people are stuck in their lives. They don't get anywhere because they're just fighting. I don't know, it's a Don Quixote that fights the windmills, you know. It's so we're not getting anywhere because we're too caught up with these imaginary beings that we think we are. So what I did is back then, maybe by speaking about it, there's a transmission or, you know, relating. I would, and I had a lot of... you know, I was very shy because of the way I was brought up. So I was it was really hard for me to say certain things that are important or whatever, speak in groups, all the things that you can't imagine right now because I just talk all the time. But I would basically do it anyway, and I would literally allow everything that was uncomfortable to be there, and I exposed myself. I think one thing I just decided, I said, I don't care what I look like. I don't care if I'm looking weird right now, or if I'm looking unsure, or if I blush, or if this sounds like all garbled right now. I don't care, because I loved myself more than trying to please the people that are around me that were my projections anyway. So you have to love yourself more, and you have to be okay to fall down like a little kid that scrapes its knees. Be a little funny, be a little bit weird, but express yourself anyway. Just do it anyway. Don't be perfect. And with time, you'll become more, it becomes more smooth. It's like a singer in the morning. The voice is all scratchy, and the more they sing, it gets smooth, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's very simple.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Do what you want to do. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And this is Sally. Hi, Sally. Hello.
Hi, Aratima.
Hi. Hmm.
What you said to Norma about her heart opening.
Wilma. Yeah, Wilma. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Wilma. Mm-hmm. About her heart opening and falling in love with Source. Like,
yeah.
And just completely wanting to serve Source. I've felt like I've been almost to that point. In fact, maybe at that point a few times in my life.
Yeah.
And it's like when I hear you talk about something like that, it just really, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I start to fall apart.
That's good. I love that. This is beautiful because it just brings the divine tears and such a state that is where the human persona goes away and you really transfigure. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like the thing that's been bothering me for years is that there's some kind of block and I can't get beyond it.
Okay, let's
really help.
Is it helping what I saw? Is the block going away? Is that what I'm hearing?
No. It's just that I have a block, and no, it's not going away. It's like something is stopping me, and I can't.
What if, Sally, what if that block is an imaginary shadow? It's just actually, it's not really real. It appears like that. It feels like that. But something that can come and go can't be true. So why don't we just don't even care about the block?
Well, it doesn't come and go. The desire to be that way, to be in total service is always there. But it comes up more when somebody, you know, talks about it.
Then you have to sacrifice the desire. You have to let that go.
I can't talk about it. You know, it's really too hard to talk about.
Yeah, I appreciate your sharing. Yeah. Take a deep breath. And if something gives you, there's a sweet pain that feels right, and then there's a suffering. Which one are you experiencing right now?
I don't know. I just can't even. I think there's I feel a lot of sorrow that I can't get beyond the block.
good, but there we have to kind of slow down, because you are who you are. You cannot go anywhere. The experience you're having right now is not really Sally. This is a persona inside of you. Are you following me?
Yes.
You are just here, right? You're just here with me, with everybody. You are who you are. You can't get anywhere. The experience, this is a spiritual suffering that you're experiencing. Spiritual suffering are very deep. I totally get this. And we can all feel the desperation, because spiritual suffering is very profound. I mean, I've had my share of it. It's like, because we think it's very real. But I'm telling you, it's not real. You don't even bother. Don't let yourself get tricked. It's just the spiritual levels. You are already here. You are the self. And there is an experience, probably from past lives and all these, moving through the sky that you are, the space that you are, the self that you are. And you're just not even, it's like, okay, you're even sacrificing that desire, because desire is desire. You just say, okay, I'll never ever get to that kind of surrender. It's okay. I'm just going to be what I am right now. And that's all I have. And that's all I am. And then there's peace. Can you sense that?
Yes.
Good. Because then, just stop. Totally stop. Nowhere to go. No struggle. Take another deep breath and just be here. Yeah, just knowing that. Yeah, just unclutching. Yeah, you're just unclutching as consciousness. Do you notice how the contraction is going away?
Yes.
Good. That will help with the heart. We talked about the heart fluttering this morning, right? Didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah. Good. Good. So that unclutching, we're going to let it go. Just right now in this present moment, all these high-level experiences you had from past lives, beautiful. They've taken you to this moment, but right now we're even those we don't need. Even those are not important. All that matters is you right here, right now. Is that helping?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
And just watch out. Do you see the butt is coming in the mind? Can you sense that mind is coming in?
Yes.
Like a snake. The snake is coming in saying, butt. Can you see and sense that? You have a choice to listen to that or not. I always suggest just be totally sober. Sober, no listening to these stories.
Oh, it is so hard. That's the hardest I've ever had.
There's always a moment when it's very hard. That's when your biggest breakthrough happens. Be happy. This is a hard moment. This is where you get tested, maybe for the next 3 days. If you say, okay, I'm not going to listen, go for the next 3-4 days. Don't give in, and you'll break through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Thanks for sharing. Oh, good. Wonderful. Okay, we're at the end here. Let's just close our eyes for a moment. Or if your eyes are open and you're still, that's fine too. It's okay now at this point. If you are in a stillness and your mind is still, you are still as consciousness, to even just sit and have your eyes open or they close, whatever is natural, without everything that's effortless for you, just being yourself. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, knowing that life just unfolds by itself. You are life, expressing in these forms and thoughts and feelings and sensations, and everything is perfect. Drawn to chant a mantra today. I'll just chant this for a moment. Om Haum Jum Saha, Om Bhubhuvasvaha, Om Trayambakam Yajamahe, Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam, Urvarukkamiva Bandhanan, Mityor Mukshyamamritat, Swaha Bhuvabhuvam Saha Jum Haumam. Om Om Jam Saha Om Bhuvasvaha Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvarukkamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshyam Amritat Swaha Bhuvaha Bhuvam Saha Jum Haum Om Om Haum Jum Saha Om Bhuvasvaha Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvarukkamiva Vandanan Mitror Mukshyam Amritat Swaha Bhuvaha Bhuvam Saha Jum Haum Om This is the mantra of the three-eyed Shiva, and it asks to cut the line of time, to cut us from time, to give us immortality, that which we are. It cuts the karmas, it cuts us and makes us immortal, and it frees us from the illusions that exist in time and space. This mantra was chanted by Markandeya, who was 16 years old, and he's still 16 years old. And on the level of spirit, in the realms and of existence, in that which we can see in these multi-dimensional levels of mind, Markandeya is still living and moving around. He's still 16 years old, and occasionally he appears to people and he assists with the freedom of death, of being tied to death. So I wish everybody a beautiful equinox in the south, the fall, and up here in the spring, and enjoy the portal, the moment of stillness, the crack in the mind, or more or less the moment where the mind, the shadows are just leaving you alone. And for a moment you have freedom from this illusion that you're tied in time and space. So it's almost like a moment of where the clock stands still. It's in the morning at 3:28 or something here in the north. And if you wake up at that time, just savor this exquisite moment. And in this moment you can even, if a thought arises, let it be a beautiful thought. Let it be a thought that is something you'd like to be. If this thought arises naturally, if you're quiet, then allow the quiet to be there and don't fill the space up. So thank you for being here. Namaste. And I wish you a beautiful spring and a beautiful fall. Thank you.
The moderator has left the conference.